flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another heat check from Luka. Doncic again, another three. Got it! He's a flamethrower! He is on fire! 20 points!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can you guys receive photos to this number, 877-881-1053? Because I got a meme for you. Unfortunately not. Or unfortunately yes, because I just saw the one where it says, "Hey Siri, show me generational basketball fumble." And it was KP, Brunson and Luka all with the Mavericks 3 years ago. And now none of them are with the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. What about that time in 2007 whenever they went to the finals? Was it 2006?
06.
06, they went to the finals and they were looking pretty good. And then Dirk missed two free throws.
Okay, no. How does that help?
You were talking about a time.
No, that makes me sadder.
Avery was panicking on the sideline and then Josh Howard got confused and called timeout. Then we didn't have any timeouts to advance the ball to midcourt. That was awesome.
That happened.
Okay, that's not really you. That's not really what I'm shooting
for. Harris was
for
on our show today. He phantom fouled Dwayne Wade at least 12 times, and they gave him 24 free throws for it.
Kevin, if you want to send a meme to somebody, though, you can send it to the KNC Masterpiece Facebook page or Twitter page at KNC1053, or you can hit us up on the Facebook at
that's right.
The KNC Masterpiece.
With an ampersand in there. I still don't really know how to say that word.
Close enough.
All right. We're going to open up the phone lines. Once again, 877-881-1053 if you want to call in. And Corey is, once again, the arbiter of the phone calls. So if your phone call doesn't get heard or he thinks it's stupid, I can't control that.
Let's go to JK in Plano. You're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. What you got, JK?
Man, great show. I'm a Tolo, even though I haven't been able to listen to every second of all the shows. So I may say something that you've already heard or talked about. But a couple things. One, this was a total Bill Belichick move. I long for Jerry Jones, even if it's a bad move, to actually get active and try to do something that says he wants to win. Nico may be an idiot. This may have been a terrible trade in the end, but if he's doing it to try to win and it's not a conspiracy issue, then at least he's trying to win. And third, when you guys think about how good the trade was for the Mavericks, do we not have to consider the fact that whoever we traded into had to feel like they had a good chance to re-sign Luka? Otherwise, we wouldn't have got all these things that you guys are saying that we could have gotten.
Mm. Yes, I agree with that last part. I'm sure. The Lakers, look, as much as I don't like the Lakers because they've beaten my teams before and they magically always get the best players, like, you know, now, the Lakers are the Lakers. I would be shocked. But then again, here we are. I would be shocked if Luka was like, I'm good. I'm a pass on the Lakers or whatever. I bought a really expensive house in Dallas. I'm going back. Like, I would just be shocked if he didn't re-sign with the Lakers.
Let's go to Isaiah in Burleson. Hello, Burleson. You're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. What's up, Isaiah?
What's going on, guys, man? Good afternoon. Man, I'm headed back from work right now, and I just still can't figure out how, you know, if upper management really has a problem with his weight and this, that, and the third, and they're hiding stuff behind closed doors, get them out of here, but set yourself up for the next 3 to 4 years. Pick the team you want. First round, first round, first round. And you just didn't do that. And it's just a smack dab in the face to the DFW and, like, the loyal-hearted fans, man, that's been there and watched the dirt ride out and statues and all. And we just didn't get that. And it's just sickening, man.
I agree with that. I think, and I don't know.
I thought we were going to put a Luka statue next to Dirk's, Kevin.
Man.
I really did. I really thought we were going to have a Luka statue.
Max Christie.
Maybe. You know what? Honestly, Corey, I'm not even kidding. I could see that. And I bet a lot of other people felt that same way. And that's why I feel like we deserve better in terms of an explanation.
Yes.
Like, I heard Nico yesterday.
We got ahead of not signing him.
No,
what?
I'm calling BS on that. There has to be something else, because it was going to be a tumultuous summer, and maybe the Mavericks couldn't have re-signed Luka, who just bought a super awesome like new house here in the Metroplex and has always signed the deals he was given and was going to be offered the biggest contract in NBA history and seems to really like the Mavericks, because if nothing else, they are okay with the way he kind of like conducts himself or screws around, although I guess maybe not anymore.
Reportedly cried whenever he found out the information.
Yeah, like you can't just say, oh, it's going to be a tough summer. Why? Because you weren't going to have salary cap space? You don't have salary cap space now.
Mm-hmm.
Even after you made this trade, you still don't have salary cap space. All right. And then the other thing is like, well, defense wins championships. Okay, here's what I'll admit. I think I might not be with the majority on this. If the Mavericks win 2 championships like in the next 3 years, and everyone's like, man, this is the most amazing defense I've seen like since the late 80s Pistons or whatever, then I'll be like, great. Nico, you're a genius. Sorry, Luka, hit the bricks. Or I'm glad you hit the bricks. Just the way I was with Steve Nash. I know people were heartbroken when Steve Nash left. You went to the NBA Finals the next year, and you probably should have won. But I think a lot of fans are just like, I don't care because these aren't my guys. And I get it, because at least that team still had Dirk. I want my team that's in my city to win. And I will admit, if somehow the Anthony Davis, you know, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, Kyrie Irving, Derek Lively collective goes on a run, then I'll be like, I'm sorry, I doubted you, Nico.
Yeah. No, like I said, he's made some really brilliant moves so far, but we just always thought it was a brilliant moves to build around Luka. And now I'm not sure exactly who they're building around. Is it Kyrie? It's not Lively.
And I hate saying this because he's a great player and he's had a great season. But that just feels like a confusing strategy to build on an early 30s, lots of basketball miles on you, Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
It'd be different if Kyrie Irving was like, oh, you know, I played 30 games a year at Duke for 4 consecutive seasons. I didn't enter the NBA until I was 24. But like,
and he's on his fourth team.
Yeah, he came to the NBA straight away. He's played a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and 4 teams down. So again, like you said, doesn't necessarily feel like ours, even though the city embraced him because he was such a great companion for Luka. Let's go to Don in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. What's going on, Don?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Chilling.
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with this. See, exactly. It's not about money. And it's not about contract or anything like that. It's personal. That's what it is. Thank you.
It's what? Christmas? Oh. Is that?
I'm sorry, Don. Did you just hang up already?
Yeah. Did he say Christmas? I couldn't understand the word he said.
He said criminal.
Okay, criminal.
Oh, it's criminal.
I'll take that. I'll take criminal as an option there.
The lack of checking out options is what I go back to time and again. If you think he had conditioning problems, whatever problems, I'm not here to argue against any of that, because clearly the Mavericks know Luka Doncic, the basketball player, better than anybody on the face of planet Earth. I still, with all of that in mind, think you could have gotten so much more.
I just want to say, I agree. Part of the story of the Grant Williams and taking him like and just destroying him in practice, you know what we overlooked at the time? Because we were all like on Luka's side. And not that I hate Luka. I don't hate Luka. Is Grant Williams was saying, hey, you never try and practice. Okay. You're going to call me out in front of everybody that I don't show up to practice, like ready to go or to help out my teammates or anything like this. Watch this. And then he just right? Michael Finley tells the story here on 105.3 The Fan on how he totally destroys Grant Williams for the whole practice, like embarrasses him beyond belief. But part of that is, oh, so Grant Williams, who had been on the team for a month, was like, this dude hasn't practiced hard 1 second of this season. And then I got him to practice hard. He totally destroyed me, and it kind of ruined their relationship.
But it proved my point.
Yeah.
Like, you're that talented. Just imagine if you gave that. And that's the thing. We always use the Michael Jordan comparison, right? Michael Jordan was demanding, almost diabolical in the way that he talked to his teammates, the way that he tried motivating them with fear or whatever way he could. But they always knew whenever they got to the place, he was already there working out, and he was working harder than anybody else on the court. They all knew that, and that's why they respected and said, whatever that dude's doing, we'll follow, because we know that he's given the same effort, if not more.
By the way, some people speculated that our last caller might have said personal.
Personal or principal.
If personal is the case, I can't argue against that, because how many people, you just said it, Corey, and maybe we'll get into this tomorrow as well. How many people do you know, maybe you are the people, that have a Luka shirt or jersey or one of the clapping sticks, you know, that they give you in your chairs whenever you go to the AAC, or maybe you built your card collection around Luka because he was your dude. Like, you brought him in, and make no mistake about it. Remember the way it went down. When Luka got drafted, we were on live at the American Airlines Center. Yep. About 85 to 90% of Mavericks fans were against this draft pick.
They didn't have a clue. Kevin kept telling me, he kept saying, no, I think this guy has a really high, you kept saying high, he's ready to play now.
He's ready to play now.
You said, I don't know what his upside is beyond that, but he's ready right now.
And then it turned out he's ready to play now, and his upside and ceiling was still ridiculously high.
And we still don't know that he's tapped it.
Than that. And people fell in love with that. It took a minute, but people fell in love with that, and now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. And there's nothing you're going to say today, tomorrow, whatever, that's going to change that. And perhaps if the Mavs do win a championship, I'm not calling for that, but if they were to win a championship, people would be like, hey, great. I don't connect with any of these players.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Let's go to Jason in Dallas. You're on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. What you got, Jason?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Chilling.
Yeah, saying my wife and I are season ticket holders at the Mavs, and one of the things that I haven't heard people really talking about is just, you know, the business side of all of this, right? Like, we split season tickets with my parents and a good buddy of mine. We split it a third each way. They've already reached out to us and said, hey, we're done. So, you know, those tickets cost about $18,670 a year, including parking. That's two tickets, right? So people all over the Metroplex are going to have this apathy, and there's going to be people not buying tickets, people not showing up to these games. The other day before we played the Pelicans, I looked up. I could have bought 8th row seats at the Pelicans for $43. So if they think this was a good business move, let's take basketball away. If they think this was a good business move, apathy can set in quickly in these NBA stadiums, and I think it's just terrible.
I think he brings up a great point. I was alive. I can remember going to a Mavs game, and I sat front row at Reunion Arena. I think it was the last game Richie Adubato ever coached. And they lost by 40-something points to Gary Payton and Sean Kemp. And it was for a decade, literally a decade, you couldn't get 5,000 people to show up in this Metroplex to Reunion Arena. It was a fight to get 5,000 people in that building, unless the Lakers or the Bulls.
Sure.
Showed up. That was pretty much the only thing. Like, everything had been ruined by the time you got to about 93. Like, you're just like, it's over. Now, Kidd and Mashburn and Jackson brought a little bit of hype, but they couldn't sell out the place. They got it like, oh, we'll get to 10,000, and that thing fell apart. You're back to 5,000-6,000 people. You could sit anywhere you wanted at Reunion Arena.
Yeah.
That's going to happen again. I really do believe that. I think that they're going to lose. They probably gained season ticket holders the last couple of years with going to the conference finals, and then I know the next year stunk. Then going to the NBA finals, probably 30% season ticket holders are going to dump these and go, I'm not doing it next year.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to show me, because there's no connection to Anthony Davis. There's no connection to Kyrie Irving. We love PJ Washington. He's here. He grew up here, but it's going to be tough, I think. And The Adelson family doesn't care. She's worth over $32 billion. She's the 44th richest person in the world.
Wow.
They don't care about the money thing. They don't care about the TV thing.